Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Author and teacher Nancy Dale writes about the state's cowboy culture. In her newest book, The Legacy of the Florida Pioneer Cowhunters, she lets individual cattlemen tell their stories in their own words. She lives in Ocean Village on Fort Pierce's South Beach. When her first condo there was destroyed by the 2004 hurricanes, she moved to a tiny travel trailer she owns in Palmdale. Palmdale is a dot on the map in Glades County, in the middle of cow country.
It was quite an adventure, but one of my books I was working on was called Would Do, Could Do, and May Do, which is an old pioneer saying. That was my motto because I kind of stepped back into the early 1900s in my trailer. It was pasted together with super glue and air conditioning tape. And there was a little old Florida skunk. The true Florida native skunk is that little black and white guy. He took residence underneath this trailer, and I'm sure I smelled like a skunk the whole time I lived there.
Did he become a pet?
Not really, because I was afraid to walk too hard because he might emit some of his wonderful perfume. I had to grow my own food. Palmdale is about 16 miles from anywhere,
including a grocery store or CVS.
From Clewiston, LaBelle, any of those types of nearby places were pretty far. If you needed a screwdriver, you had to drive 16 miles to LaBelle. So I felt that in that time after the hurricanes, when I moved to my trailer and had to make do with what I had, I added on the saying, do it well.
Her father had cleared the land for the trailer in the 1950s. Nancy started spending some time there way before the hurricanes.
I'd go to the Oasis, which is a little place that's no longer there. But that's where I first started writing my books, because when it existed up through the 80s, I'd meet these old cow hunters. Most of them work for Likes Brothers that owns most of Glades County. The Oasis was a little watering hole right there on Highway 27. It was a magical place. Matter of fact, Minnie Mae, who is the proprietor, would say, you can leave the Oasis, but the Oasis never leaves you, because they had the best hamburgers in the world and you smelled like a hamburger. But those cow hunters would come in. They'd get rowdy sometimes, and Minnie Mae would say, now, if you boys don't behave yourselves, you're going to be banned 2 weeks from the Oasis. And these big old barreling cowboys, they'd say, oh, Minnie Mae, please don't ban me from the Oasis, because that was the watering hole from miles around.
And it was in Palmdale.
It was right there on 27 in Palmdale. There was nothing else. I started talking to some of the cow hunters, as they called them. I learned a lot about living simple. One day after those hurricanes, first you have your condo, whatever, you got your life, you got your job, and then the next day you have absolutely nothing.
Did you become sort of self-sufficient out there?
I certainly had to. You didn't really have a choice. I finally got a job teaching. It was the most important interview I ever went to, Clewiston High School. My van broke down on the highway. I had to hitch a ride to go talk to the principal, and I had a Walmart dress on that I had to buy, and I went and talked to her, and I was trying not to show my anxiety, and thank goodness she hired me on the spot, because somebody else freaked out and left because of the hurricanes.
In one of Dale's books, cattle baron Ben Hill Griffin explains how to make cowboy coffee. Nancy sometimes demonstrates that when she gives a talk.
You heat the coffee pot. You put the grounds in there, one of those old tin things with the little dots all over. Once it's really hot, you take off that scarf you've been wearing around your neck, brushing off the mosquitoes and sweating on it. And then you put a little cold water to make the grains go to the bottom. Then you take that scarf, you put it over the top of the coffee cups, and then you filter the coffee right through the old scarf. I always now add that to my demonstration. I ask audience members who've never heard of it to come up.
Do you use a cowboy's kerchief?
I used a clean one, actually.
Nancy Dale's books are available at Gatorama in Palmdale, several locations in Okeechobee, and the Vero Beach Book Center. Or go online to nancydale.com. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.